You're listening to Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. Following the fall of communism, Yugoslavia had broken into regional nation-states and plunged into a terrible civil war. As a result, more than 2,500 Bosnians and Herzegovinians fled the region for the U.S., many of them resettled here in the Treasure Valley. Bosnians and Herzegovinians in Boise are grateful to one of the area's iconic cultural communities, the Basques. And joining us to talk about that special relationship between these two groups are Maya Duradovic with the Bosnian-Herzegovinian Cultural Center of Idaho and Patty Miller. She's the director of the Basque Museum and Cultural Center. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maya, give us a little bit of history here and the conditions of the 1990s, the former Yugoslavia that led to immigrant and refugee resettlement to the U.S. and Bosnia.
Yes. So as many of you saw on your TV screens, Bosnia went through a terrible civil war, and it started in 1992 and it ended in 1995. During that time, a lot of Bosnians resettled. A lot of Bosnians also resettled after the war because the conditions were not very good for living. And my family came in 97. So when we came here, there was already a group of Bosnians that were here for a year or two. And they...
Can you talk about acclimating?
Acclimating to,
yeah, to
the...
Boise?
Yeah, I was 12 years old. And at first, I talked about this at World Village last week, is when I played with my Bosnian friends on the playground, the American kids would tell us, go back to where you came from. And those words were very, very hurtful. But now we have organizations in town that make it possible for kids to see different people from different cultures, and I hope that that doesn't repeat itself on our playgrounds nowadays. We're invited every year to the Taft Elementary Cultural Fair, and so we come there to share our culture that way, and the World Village Festival, and then, of course, the Bosnian Heritage Day that we have. And also, the climate here, it was easy for me to get involved with the Bosnian Cultural Center, easier than, say, another organization in town that at the time I didn't speak English very well, and I didn't feel like I fit in with the things that were happening here, like basketball or soccer with the kids here. So having that Bosnian organization to help me get on stage and talk about what where we come from and give me a platform that I'll forever be grateful to. And now I can do other things with that.
Wonderful. Patty, what initially connected the Basque community with this community?
There was a Bosnian woman, Sadika Kovic, who was with Maria Carmen Gambliel. Maria Carmen was the director of folk arts, mm-hmm. and brought Sadika to the Basque Museum to see if I would help them maybe write some grants to get established with just cultural activities. And after looking at her and talking to Sadika, I said, you know, it sounds to me like you need a place to meet. And she said, yeah, we do. And so I said, well, the Basque Museum is used 6 days a week, but we usually don't have things here on Sundays. So I'll talk to our board and see if that would be a possibility. And so the Bosnian community was allowed to come to the Basque Museum in 1999 for, I think, about 7 or 8 months to kind of get started. And they would come on Sundays, and maybe the older people would sew costumes or just drink coffee and talk on a side room while the dancers were practicing on another room. And it was a great way to share something that we had been blessed with as a group with another community.
And my sense is that Maya's story must have sounded rather familiar to other folks who have come here, initially as strangers, but ultimately as to their home.
Sure. It's kind of the American story. The group that's coming is different than others. And so especially if they don't speak English, there can be prejudice against them. And the Basques experienced that early on as well. My mom was born in 1935 in Shoshone, and sometimes get in fights. They'd be called Black Bascos, and but as soon as they gained the language skills and people could see, oh, they were good citizens and hard workers, and like to have a good time and celebrations than they were accepted into the community. And so, you know, our forefathers then kind of laid the foundation for the next generations coming.
Maya, was your acceptance, you came here when you were 12, yes? Was your acceptance a gradual thing?
Yes. I think the language really helped. You know, once you speak the language and once you get involved, you know, going to college and high school, it was really hard as well. So it was really after. And I think also our community here in Boise was able to, most people that you meet on the street say, oh, I have a neighbor that's Bosnian. I have a coworker that's Bosnian. People here have seen our work ethic and seen the contributions that we bring to the community. So it's easier. For example, I used to be a hairdresser and one of my mom's friends was my client, one of my mom's bosses, actually. And she owned a company here. And she said the first Bosnian they brought me was so good that I told the agency, just bring me Bosnian from now on because they're such good workers. So,
okay, so let's talk about the big event.
Yes.
This Saturday. It's the 5th annual Bosnia mm-hmm. and Herzegovina Heritage Day at Kleiner Park in Meridian.
Yes.
I'm assuming it's free.
It's free to attend, yes.
Paint us a picture.
Yeah, you'll come and be able to buy Bosnian food, savory.
What's really good Bosnian food?
Well, we have two main dishes that I like, which one is pita and one is cevapi. I'm not sure if Patty will tell you which one's her favorite. And then we have awesome, awesome desserts. So if you have a sweet tooth, you don't want to miss this because the desserts that we make are something that you can't try anywhere else here.
Patty, food is the great equalizer, isn't it?
In cuisine, telling you, in many cultures.
It opens more doors in our community, actually around the world, than anything else.
I've taken more than one chorizo to an interview to people.
So. A celebration such as this, you can appreciate this, of how important it is, not just for the community, but it's new friends, it's new relationships, and your groups just get bigger and wider and more diverse.
It's wonderful exposure, and to include the community that you are a part of is such an important thing. And it's a great gathering for your culture itself to celebrate the food and camaraderie. There's sports involved with the Bosnia-Herzegovina Day, and for the Bassa, they have a picnic, and they'll have weightlifting or carrying and egg tossing and three-leg race. So, I mean, those are things that they've been doing for years and years at their picnic.
And it's free. I'm mm-hmm. assuming that it has grown over the last 5 years.
Yes, we have a group that's coming from Seattle to join us for the performances this year as well. It is a little bit harder to keep together a culture that it's really easy to assimilate in the United States. So I think Patty can relate to our struggles of keeping the culture alive.
Excellent. Free and open to the public this Saturday at Kleiner Park in Meridian. Maya Duretovic is with the Bosnian Herzegovinian Cultural Center of Idaho. Patty Miller is the director of the Boise Basque Museum and Cultural Center. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Hope to see you there.
Thank you to our listeners. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our intern is Ethan Weber. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music written and produced by musician Will Hall. You can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website, and that is BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. I'm George Prentice. I'll give it another try tomorrow. This is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News.